I am Valerie Thompson. Welcome back. I'm sure that you are hearing many new disclosures about the 1979 to 1983 Grenada Revolution from General Hudson Austin, one of the makers of the revolutionary process in the Spice Isle under the New Jewel Movement, or the NJM. This is part 4 of The General Speaks. We have one more to go. Hudson Austin now addresses the failure of the NJM-led People's Revolutionary Government, the PRG, to keep its promise on the morning of the making of the March 30, 1979 revolution to hold elections in the Spice Isle. The general was also asked a few questions about the current Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell. Let's go back to the interview.
Okay. I want to ask a very important question. It is said that one of the failed promises of the revolution was the holding of election. And that if Morris had held the election and got endorsement as Prime Minister, it would have made it very difficult for Bernard Code to make that grab for power to become the Prime Minister.
That is true. That is true. And I think one of the big things against holding the election, the big persuader against holding the election, was the very same Mr. Bernard Code. That he wasn't ready yet for election and all this kind of thing.
So that was the line he was pushing in meetings?
Yeah. We weren't ready yet for it. We didn't ready yet for election when he was ready to declare NJM a communist party. You see? You see the kind of nasty this is? When I tell you about that crook and that schemer, every loophole he had, he manipulated.
General, let me ask you.
And anything I tell you, General, you have to be afraid to publish it, you know. Because I don't care too damn about anybody who feel I say things about them. Nothing has been said about me falsely, things I do, but when they brought out over the walls about it, I don't know about execution. I know who planned the execution. General, will you ever hear anywhere in the world you will line up people and execute them and a whole set of people looking on?
Because the soldiers and the foot were witness to the fact.
The very soldiers who carried out the execution, they did not know what they were doing. They feel that was orders they're supposed to carry out. They were made to believe that, which was illegal. So in a proper court, these guys would prove innocent. That is why when I called, when I talked to Paul School, didn't want the inquiry. And Paul School himself didn't want the inquiry. Because if the inquiry had come up, he, Paul School, would have to answer why he invite America to invade. We are a Commonwealth country. We didn't invite members of the Commonwealth to come in. The Queen's still on with dollar. We still taking allegiance to the Queen. In another time in England, he would have been hanged. But school would have been hanged for doing that.
Let's shift a little bit. General, to the best of your knowledge, was the current Prime Minister Keith Mitchell ever been a member of NJM?
Who?
The current Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, was he ever a member of the New Jewel Movement?
I understand, so I don't know so. Understand, in the early days, he was a member of the New Jewel Movement. But I don't know so, because I never meet him in any meeting or anything. I knew Keith Mitchell during the time of the NNP, when he ran for NNP. I campaigned for him when he ran for an NNP the first time. But after that, I knew he was working in an office in Tuck, and then he went away. Right?
No, but during the revolution, Keith Mitchell was branded as an agent of the CIA and often accused of being involved in plots with people like Stanley Cyrus to bring down the Grenada Revolution. Was this just old talk by the PRG, or you had credible intelligence that he was actually engaged in clandestine activities outside of Grenada to overthrow the Grenada Revolution?
I would know that. I can't say so. Nobody has shown me anything to prove that. You can't get up and label people like that. I don't keep Michel Mel, we're very good friends. Very good friends.
You mean now or back then?
Well, I didn't know anyone to keep Michel up to now. The other thing is just make people enemy because people say things I'm worth it. I don't do that. I just don't do it.
So I take it that you did not know of.
I never know, but nobody never give me proof for that. And I don't deal with that proof.
Now, Keith Mitchell has become the most successful politician in terms of winning elections in Grenada. You've been around long. How do you rate him in terms of leadership alongside Gary and Maurice Bishop?
Keith Mitchell, I would think, is a good leader. I would think so. Let me tell you why. He seems to be a man who likes to consult people on what he's doing. Not a dictator. Right? I listened to him a few times on this COVID thing and his persuasive way in trying to get people to take injection. I think he had been very good at that level. But certain things I didn't like. How we deal with certain things like how we deal with the civil servants, the teachers and so on. You know? I like how we deal with them. And that is one of the big things we had where I'm going to get away from, you know, in the early days when we had to get civil servants and so they increase. I almost want to fight a war with civil servants. I say, well, I don't think the revolution should go for that. You know? So, myself and Maurice, and who it was the next person, I think it was Kojo, had a meeting with the nurses. And George, I ain't telling you a lie. Mm-hmm. When I, during the revolution, when I see the salary the nurses were working for, and I wanted to know how the hell they're living, the nurses and the teachers and the prison officers and then even the police. I wanted to know the limit.
Etienne, are you surprised now that so many leading figures in the revolution teamed up with Keith Mitchell over the years to help him win so many elections? Peter St. Paul, Peggy Nesfield, your good friend Einstein, Joe Tata, and the list goes on and on. Yeah. So much revolutionary figures teamed up with him when the revolution used to accuse him of being CIA agent.
Team up with who?
Keith Mitchell.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. I'm not surprised at that at all. Because Keith Mitchell have a possession side to him that a lot of people don't know. Right? Face to face, he could be very persuasive. Very persuasive. And you see, Keith Mitchell is not an arrogant fella. He's not a modern code. He's not an angry. He could have some very arrogant side to him. Eh? He put his all that. Even Robert Blaze, I got tried to him. Even Robert Blaze, and I'm telling you, I know the leaders are getting it. Right? Not only Robert Blaze, to even Tillman Thomas could have a very arrogant side to him. But Keith Mitchell is not, he might appear to be so, but face to face, he's not an arrogant person.
But people have branded him a dictator when it comes to NMP business.
I don't know about the party who he is, but sometimes you have to be in order to. If Maurice was a little more of a dictator, he would have been dead today.
Fair enough. Actually, I wanted to clarify something. Now, I remember in the crisis, there was one central committee member who was not in the country, Tracy Riggs, and it was reported that the party had sent him outside on a mission to explain. Chris Riggs was sent outside on a mission by the NGM leadership to explain to fraternal parties the crisis that was taking place in the party. That was his mission. Do you know anything about that?
Who sent him abroad?
I'm hearing, I don't know, I'm asking the question, if you are aware of anything like that.
What I want you to know is a lot of things that take place in the party and in the government that I was not aware of. Anything that fall on them is a cool and them jurisdiction. Rusted out. And I tell you that to the whole, I make that private. Rusted out.
Also, Ichi, I've heard that, you know, Morris had gone on this trip to Eastern Europe and he came back in a Sunday.
Yeah.
But Trevor Monroe
had
came into the country, it is alleged, was holding consultation with Cole. And Morris came in the Sunday. Trevor left the Monday without saying a word to Morris, without meeting with him, but he only met with Bernard Cole.
Well, you have to understand that Morris wasn't very keen on fellows like Trevor Monroe and the style of politics. Right? Even though Morris went for revolutionary politics, I don't think Morris wanted the country to shift from its pattern development. We take it from Cuba, we take it from it, we continue with our system. People do that all over the world. You take help. Look at how many other countries getting help from China, help from here, help from there, help from there. But they changed the system. What Bernard Cohn wanted to do was to change the system in Guinea.
So do you think, then, that there was ideological differences between Morris and Bernard on the way forward?
Hey! Ideological war.
You call it ideological war?
Yeah. Because listen. As I told you, Bernard Cohn wanted to declare NJM the Communist Party of Canada. Could you see that happening? In them times, there?
H.A., I want to take you to something. We're coming close to the end of this interview. In the last interview I did with you, when you talked about how you were captured, and I said to you, I understand that you all were trying to get a boat to take you all to Guyana, and Jonah was the person involved. Somebody who listened to the interview said to me that you all had wanted Jonah to take the boat from the Lansipine area and bring it around to the Westerhall Point, where you all were staying in a house somewhere there. And it was from the Westerhall Point. You all had planned to move out of Grenada secretly, but the Americans had captured Jonah, and Jonah spilled the beam.
Well, where will you go?
That's what I'm told by somebody who said Jonah told them that.
Well, that's total nonsense. Total nonsense. Total nonsense. Listen, your country's been invaded. Your country's a little 2x2 country. Even if you have a military eye for invasion, you think you go invade this little tiny island and you go see a boat leaving the island, and what will happen? You go let it go? You know what's going on? But if you see the little boat, you know what's happening?
But was
a little thing, you know?
Yes, but it's not his boat. You all wanted him to go and take a boat, a bigger boat, from...
Yeah, that's total nonsense. Do you think I did one last stupidness? No, I will see that they don't see what I was doing there.
Okay, General?
You have just been listening to part 4 of an interview with former Army Commander General Hudson Austin. We are nearing the end. Just one more segment to go in The General Speaks. We will be back for the end of the interview in the next hour.